有火炼的试炼临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候可以欢喜快乐。你们若为基督的名受辱，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常在你们身上。你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。若为基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，倒要因这名归荣耀给神。因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先从我们起手，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？若是一人仅仅得救，那不敬虔和犯罪的人将有何地可站呢？所以照神旨意受苦的人要一心为善，将自己的灵魂交与那信实的造化之主。这是神的话，阿们。
A young woman named Brenda was invited to go rock climbing.
一个名叫 Brenda 的年轻女子被邀请参加攀登岩石的活动。
As she was climbing, the safety rope snapped against her and knocked out her contact lens.
当她攀登的时候，安全绳索突然啪的一声断开，打在她身上，使她的隐形眼镜掉了下来。
Desperately, she searched for the lens.
惊慌之中，她赶忙寻找她的隐形眼镜。
But it was nowhere to be found.
但是在哪里都找不到。
When Brenda reached the top, she was far from happy.
当 Brenda 爬到最高端的时候，她就更没有办法开心了。
She prayed, "Lord, you know every stone and leaf, and you know exactly where my contact lens is. Please help me."
她祷告说，主啊，你知道每一块石头，你也知道每一片叶子，你一定确切地知道我的眼镜掉在了哪里，求你帮助我。
Finally, she and her friends walked down the trail to the bottom.
最后她和她团队里的朋友一起沿着小路向下走到底。
A new party of climbers was starting up the face of the cliff.
另一支攀登悬崖的队伍正在向上攀登。
One of them shouted, "Hey, anybody lose a contact lens?"
其中的一个队员大声地喊，喂，是谁丢了隐形眼镜啊？
Brenda was amazed.
Brenda 觉得非常的奇怪。
But what's even more amazing is why the climber found it.
令他更感到奇怪的是，他们是怎么找到眼镜的？
The climber saw an ant slowly moving across the face of the rock, carrying the lens on its back.
他们看到有一只蚂蚁背上驮着隐形眼镜，正在岩石上爬着。
Brenda told her father the incredible story.
Brenda 将这个不可思议的故事告诉她的父亲。
Her father was a cartoonist.
她的父亲是一个漫画家。
He drew a picture.Of the ant hauling a contact lens.
他画了一个有一只蚂蚁背上背着隐形眼镜的漫画。
And in the cartoon, the ant says, "Lord, I don't know why you want me to carry this thing."
在这个卡通上面，这个蚂蚁写了一句话：主啊，我不知道你为什么让我背着这个东西。
I can't eat it, and it's very heavy.
它也不能吃，而且还很重。
But if this is what you want me to do, I'll carry it for you.
如果这是你要我背着的，如果这是你要我做的，我就愿意为你背着它。
Now we've all felt like the ant at times.
我们也常常觉得我们自己就像这只蚂蚁。
We wonder why things happen to us.
我们不明白为什么事情会发生在我们身上。
We wonder what God's purposes are.
我们不明白神的心意是什么。
Often we ask these questions when we face times of suffering, struggle, and hardship.
尤其是当我们经历了苦难、征战和艰难的时候，我们也是会这样问。
Now Peter is writing to Christians under persecution.
彼得写给那些受逼迫的基督徒。
Life is not easy for them.
人生对他们来说是非常不容易的。
But Peter knows that God is at work in their lives, even during times of fiery ordeal, as 1 Peter 4:12 says.
彼得知道，就像在彼得前书四章十二节所说的，即使是在经历火炼的试验中，神仍然在我们的生命里面做工。
Today's passage helps us to know how to react when we face tough times.
今天的经文帮助我们学习，当我们面临这样困境的时候，我们应当做如何的反应。
Peter begins by reminding us that we cannot expect to be immune from suffering.
彼得在一开始的时候就告诉我们，我们没有办法来避免这些苦难的发生。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 12 says, Do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you.
在彼得前书四章十二节说，有火炼的试炼临到你们，不要以为奇怪，好像是遭遇非常的事。
There is a belief in some circles that as Christians, we're entitled to health, wealth, and prosperity.
有些人认为基督徒是应该拥有健康、财富和丰盛的。
This belief is known as the prosperity gospel.
这个观点就是我们所知道的成功神学。
It is true that God does bless us with many wonderful things.
神确实是在很多美好的事情上祝福我们，这是事实。
But the Bible does not say that health, wealth, and prosperity are inevitable.
但是圣经却没有说健康、财富和丰盛是必然的。
In the New Testament, we see faithful believers suffering.
我们在新约圣经中也可以看到很多有信心的基督徒，他们也会受苦。
They are beaten, imprisoned, struggle with ill health issues, and die.
他们被打，被关在监牢，忍受病痛的折磨，还有死亡。
In Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve were tempted.
在创世纪第三章，亚当和夏娃受引诱。
They eat the forbidden fruit.
他们吃了禁果。
Sin enters the world.
罪就进入世界。
And there is suffering.
面临了苦难。
Suffering can happen because of our own sinfulness.
产生苦难或许是因为我们自己犯罪。
We run a red light.
我们闯红灯。
The police pull us over.
警察停我们的车。
And we are fined.
我们吃了罚单。
Suffering can happen because of evil.
产生痛苦或许也是因为我们里面邪恶的意念。
Some here have suffered as victims of injustice, abuse, prejudice, violence, or conflict.
我们当中或许会有人受到不公平的待遇，虐待、偏见或者暴力等这一类的伤害。
And suffering happens because we live in a broken world.
这些痛苦的发生是因为我们生活在一个破碎的世界里。
Things go wrong and tragedies occur.
事情出了问题，悲剧就发生了。
Clinging to a prosperity gospel will not help us.
只是抓住成功神学不能给我们帮助。
Suffering is going to happen.
苦难是会发生的。
It's going to happen to you and to me.
苦难还是会发生在你我的身上。
Let's not be surprised when it does, Peter says.
彼得说，当苦难真的发生的时候，我们不要惊慌。
Thankfully, this is not all the Bible says about suffering.
幸好这不是圣经所说的所有关于苦难的内容。
But what Peter says next sounds very strange.
但是彼得接下来所说的听起来比较奇怪。
In 1 Peter 4 verse 13, he says, But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed.
彼得前书4章13节说，倒要喜乐， 因为你们既然在基督的受苦上有份，就在他荣耀显现的时候可以欢喜快乐。
How can Peter say this?
彼得为什么这样说呢？
There's a deep truth here.
这里有一个很深层的真理。
In our suffering, we are given the privilege of drawing close to Jesus Christ.
在苦难中我们享有一个特权，就是与主亲近。
As Christians, we pray that we will be more like Jesus.
作为基督徒，我们祷告说，我们希望自己更像主。
But do we know how God forms us to be more like Jesus Christ?
但我们是否知道，神是怎样塑造我们更像耶稣呢？
It's often through suffering.
常常是通过苦难。
Joni Erickson Tada is a well-known 68-year-old American Christian author and singer.
Joni Erickson Tada 是一个非常知名的68岁美国基督徒作家和歌手。
She has been wheelchair-bound for most of her life following a diving accident when she was 18 years old.
他十八岁的时候因一次跳水的事故，从此他以下的人生就是在轮椅上度过的。
When she visited Paris some years ago, the famous Notre Dame Cathedral was covered in hundreds of years of soot, dust and smoke.
几年前他去法国，看到巴黎圣母院，这个大教堂在几百年当中被空气当中的灰尘和污渍覆盖了，附着着。
The cathedral then went through a year-long process of restoration.
这个大教堂接下来经历了一年的修复过程。
Scaffolding was erected and the exterior was sandblasted.
周围搭起了脚手架。
The cathedral was transformed.
大教堂改变了。
Even details on carvings that hadn't been visible in years were now visible.
多年来看不清楚的雕刻现在都能够看清楚了。
Joni says that God uses suffering to sandblast you and me.
Joni 说神用一种就像喷枪来清理教堂外部污渍那样的方式来喷我们的来洁净我们的生命。
Hardships, heartache, and pain strip away years of accumulated indifference and neglect.
艰难、伤心和痛苦挪去了多年来在我们里面所积累的不被重视、被疏忽的那些痛苦。
Then God can fill us up with His very presence, and we shine with His glory and display His holiness.
神就是用这样的方式可以充满我们，在这之后，神他自己充满的在我们里面，使我们可以彰显他的荣耀，显出他的圣洁。
This is what the New Testament says.
这就是新约圣经中所说的。
For example, James chapter 1 verses 2 to 4 says.
例如雅各书一章二到四节说。
Consider it pure joy.Whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
你们遭遇试炼的时候，倒要看为喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过考验就生忍耐。但忍耐要坚持到底，使你们可以完全毫无缺欠。
In other words, the Bible tells us to rejoice when we suffer, because in our suffering we are being conformed to Christ's likeness.
也就是说，圣经告诉我们，在苦难中仍要喜乐，因为在苦难中我们被塑造成更有基督的样式。
But Peter takes this further.
彼得进一步让我们明白。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 13 shows us the right perspective when we suffer.
彼得前书一章十三节告诉我们，当我们受苦难的时候，我们应当所持有的正确的观点。
Our focus is on the glory of Jesus that will one day be revealed.
我们是要专注在有一天会再来的主耶稣的荣耀上。
In this life, suffering can seem meaningless, but in Jesus Christ, we know that suffering is not pointless.
在人生中，苦难看起来没有任何意义。
In this life, suffering is an unfinished story.
人生中苦难没有止境。
But by his resurrection, Jesus conquers all suffering, sin, and death.
但是借着他的复活，耶稣战胜所有的苦难、罪恶与死亡。
There is a conclusion to this story.
从这个故事可以得出一个结果。
Suffering is not the last word.
苦难并不是最后的结局。
Jesus will return and his glory will be revealed.
主耶稣将会再来，他的荣耀会再次向我们显现。
On that day, Revelation 21 verse 4 says, there will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
到那一天，启示录21章4节说，神要抹去我们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、痛苦，因为先前的事都已经过去了。
When we suffer, we remember that one day Christ's glory will be revealed.
当我们遭遇苦难的时候，我们应当记住，那一天耶稣基督的荣耀将再次显现。
At the conference in Victoria I attended 2 weeks ago, a retired gentleman got up to sing an unaccompanied solo.
两周前，我参加维多利亚的会议中，一位退休的老人唱了一首独唱，没有伴奏的独唱。
He is severely disabled.
他非常严重的残疾。
He cannot walk easily.
他行动不便。
His body is twisted, his arms and hands deformed, his voice distorted.
他的身体扭曲了，他的胳膊和手也是变形的，他的声音也改变了。
He sang the hymn, His eye is on the sparrow.
他唱一首诗歌，他的眼目看顾麻雀。
Here are the lyrics.
歌词大意是
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come?
我心为何长叹？为何黑云弥漫？
Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home?
为何我的心感觉孤单，甚至期盼天父家园？
When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he.
耶稣是我良友，是我永远的朋友。
His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me.
他的眼目看顾麻雀，我深知也必看顾我。
His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me.
他的眼目看顾麻雀，我深知也必看顾我。
And then, with twisted limbs extended in praise and joy in his face, and with tears flowing down most faces in the congregation, he sang the chorus.
然后他伸展他扭曲的肢体来敬拜神、赞美神，他的脸上满有喜乐，很多会众的脸上也都落下了眼泪。
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free.
我唱因我无忧，我唱因我自由。
His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
他的眼目看顾麻雀，我深知他也必看顾我。
Isn't this the perspective of the Christian when faced with suffering?
这是不是就是基督徒在面临苦难的时候应该有的反应和态度呢？
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17 says, For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
哥林多后书2章4到17节说， 我们这至赞至轻的痛苦要为我们成就极大无比的荣耀。
And Romans 8 verse 18 says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
罗马书八章十八节说，我想现在的苦楚若比起将来将要显现于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
Each of us has faced or is facing or will face suffering that will test us and stretch us.
我们每一个人都曾经或者是现在或者是将来会面临一些痛苦的考验。
Even so, I can say with absolute confidence and conviction, the glory of Christ will be manifest in us and will shine for all eternity.
即使是这样，我也非常确信，我也带着绝对的信心说，基督的荣耀将在我们里面显现，并且将永远闪耀。
So hang in there, it's worth it.
坚持下去，这是非常值得的。
In a moment, we'll ask how this applies.
那么我们应当怎样应用呢？
But first, I need to say something not mentioned by Peter.
首先我要讲一些彼得没有讲到的事情。
If you are in an abusive or violent situation, don't hang in there.
如果你现在正经历着被暴力、被虐待，不要陷在这个困境当中。
Talk to someone.
你要告诉别人。
It is not the Lord's will that we remain in abusive situations.
神没有让你陷在这样被虐待的苦难当中。
So how can we apply this?
我们该怎么样做呢？
First, don't blame God.
首先不要埋怨神。
I'm sure you've been asked, why does God allow suffering?
我相信一定会有人问你，为什么神允许苦难？
It's an honest question, not one that's easy to answer.
这是一个诚实的问题，却也是一个不太容易回答的问题。
But Peter never accuses God of causing suffering.
但是彼得从来没有埋怨说是神给了我们苦难。
Peter understands that the Bible is less interested in explaining the problem of suffering and much more interested in solving the problem of suffering.
彼得明白圣经很少花篇幅来解释苦难的问题，而是着重于来解决苦难的问题。
And it's the solution, not the explanation that we need.
我们需要的是解决问题，而不是解释问题。
We do not worship a God who gives us clever answers to the question of suffering.
我们不是要敬拜一个可以解答我们关于苦难问题答案的神。
We worship a God who at the cross and resurrection of Jesus provided the solution.
我们是要敬拜一个借着主耶稣在十字架上的复活为我们解决了苦难问题的神。
In his love, God suffers for us on the cross, taking our sin.
在他的爱里，他为我们在十字架上受苦，承担我们的罪。
In his suffering, we are set free and given hope.
因他受苦，我们得自由，我们也得到盼望。
Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 to 3 tells us,That because Jesus endured the cross,
希伯来书十二章二到三节告诉我们，因耶稣基督受了十字架的苦
，defeated death,
胜过死亡
，and is now seated at the throne of God,
如今坐在荣耀的宝座上
，we do not grow weary or lose heart.
我们不会感到疲乏，我们也不会失去信心。
We don't blame God.
我们不埋怨神。
God is still God. He knows what he is doing.
神仍然是神，他知道他在做什么。
Second, we are honest with Jesus.
其次，在主耶稣面前要诚实。
1 Peter 4 verse 15 tells us that to suffer because of our own sinfulness, does not honor God.
彼得前书四章十五节告诉我们，因我们自己的罪孽所导致的苦难是不会荣耀神的。
If we're fined for running a red light,
如果我们被闯红灯而被罚款
or lose contracts because we're underhanded in our business dealings,
或是在业务来往在交易中因为我们暗中的行为失去了一个合同，
or wreck our family because we're disloyal in our relationships,
或者是因为我们对婚姻关系的不忠诚而破坏了我们的家庭。
We cannot claim that our suffering is making us more like Christ.
我们不能说以上这些罪可以带来的痛苦可以使我们更像耶稣。
When we suffer because of our own sinfulness, the way back to Christ-likeness is not rejoicing in our suffering, but repenting for our sin.
当我们因自己犯罪而受苦的时候，回归更像基督，不是让我们在痛苦中要高兴，而是让我们在罪中要悔改。
And God forgives and empowers us to live for Him.
神赦免我们，也给我们力量，让我们为他而活。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I knew that one. Third, pray for those who do not yet know Jesus.
第三，为那些不认识耶稣的人祷告。
1 Peter 4:17 says, It is time for judgment to begin with the family of God.
彼得前书四章十七节说，审判是从神的家开始。
In our suffering, God is refining us.
借着苦难，神炼净我们。
Peter calls this God's judgment.
彼得称之为这是上帝的审判。
But it's not condemnation.
但这不是定罪。
This judgment is to purify us so that our faith may be proved genuine, as 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 says.
这个审判是要炼净我们，像彼得前书一章七节所说的，使我们的信仰可以更纯全。
But at the same time, God's judgment is a warning to non-believers.
但同时，上帝的审判也是对非基督徒的警告。
Their suffering is God's call for them to repent and turn to Him.
他们的苦难是神呼召他们悔改而转向神。
As C.S. Lewis once said, suffering is God's megaphone to the world.
C.S. Lewis 说，苦难是神对世界发出的声音。
So when we suffer, we pray for those around us who do not believe.
所以当我们受苦的时候，我们要为身边还没有信主的人祷告。
We pray that they may see Christ and be drawn to Him.
我们祷告说，希望他们能够见到耶稣基督，把他们带到神面前。
Finally, when we suffer, do not withdraw.
最后，当我们遇见苦难的时候，不要逃避。
It's too easy to become trapped in self-pity when we suffer.
当我们受苦的时候，我们很容易陷入自怜。
But 1 Peter 4 verse 19 says that they commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good.
但是彼得前书四章十九节说，所以那照神旨意受苦的人要一心为善，将自己的灵魂交与那信实的造化之主。
Even in our suffering, God's call upon our lives remains.
即使在我们的苦难中，神依然对我们的生命呼召。
For years, Nagasaki was the center of Japanese Christianity.
多年来，长崎是日本基督教的中心。
And then on August 9th, 1945, an atomic bomb was dropped on the city.
1945年8月，一颗原子弹落在了长崎这个城市。
8,000 Christians were wiped out.
8,000名基督徒这样失去了自己的生命。
Those who survived did not respond with anger.
那些活下来的人却没有用愤怒来回应这个事情。
They saw the deeper purposes of God in what happened.
他们在所发生的事情当中看到了神更深层的心意。
Takashi Nagai, a Christian leader, lost his wife in the blast and in 1951 died from the effects of radiation.
一位名叫 Takashi Nagai 的基督教领袖在这场爆炸中失去了自己的妻子，在1951年他因爆炸带来的辐射失去了自己的生命。
He was honored because of his example of care to many at Nagasaki.
Nagasaki 这一位先生这个人，他对长期市民的关心和 付出得到了很多人的尊重。
In November 1945, he said, "Let us give thanks that through this sacrifice, peace was given to the world and freedom of religion to Japan."
1945年11月，他说，让我们对这一次的事件向神献上感谢，因为这一次的事件给世界带来了和平，也给日本的信仰自由。也给日本的信仰带来了自由。
The bombing of Nagasaki ended the war, and because of the witness of those like Takashi Nagai, led to greater recognition of Christianity within Japan.
长期的这个爆炸的事件结束了世界的战争。Takashi Nagai 这个人他的见证。在日本使更多的人认识基督。
Takashi Nagai continued to do good.
他会继续这样一直做下去。
Like the ant carrying the contact lens, we may not always know why we carry the weight of suffering.
就像后背上驮着隐形眼镜的那只蚂蚁一样。
But we should not be surprised when we suffer.
我们也许不知道为什么我们会承受苦难。
God is working His purposes in us.
神在我们的生命里面工作是有他的心意。
And one day it will all have been worth it when Jesus Christ comes in His glory.
有一天主耶稣在他的荣耀中再来，我们。
Until then, let's not blame God.
直到那日，让我们不要埋怨神。
Let's be honest with Jesus.
让我们在神面前要诚实。
Let's pray for unbelievers.
让我们为不信的人祷告。
And let's continue to do good.
让我们继续下去。
This is the hope of the gospel lived in the power of the Spirit.
这就是福音的希望，在圣灵的能力中。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Lee.